You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby League podcast. We're entering round two of the Super 8s this week. It's Sam Norris here in the studio, and joining me on the line is Rugby League commentator Mark Wilson to cast his eye over the markets. How are you, Mark?
Hi, good, mate. Yeah, good. Looking forward to it. I think this Super 8s and Middle 8s and Qualifying 8s, whatever you want to call them, really got off to a flying start last week. So looking forward to this week. I think the stakes for the teams are getting bigger every week.
Yeah, some cracking games last week. What do you make of the new format, Mark? Enjoying it so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, as contrived as some people say it is, I think it's had the desired effect. You know, I think the one complaint that people have made that I've heard is that maybe they should have reset the points in the top eight. But I think if you're going to do that, then teams like Leeds and Wigan would have had the last 10 weeks off knowing they were going to be in that top eight. So I think it's worked. And certainly in that middle eight, I went to watch one of the games last weekend. Wow, you know, the stakes have really intensified for those guys. So big fan of it, to be honest, and I think it's worked. You know, the Rugby League came out and said every minute matters, and you know what, I think it is doing at the minute.
Yeah, that's been the slogan so far, hasn't it? And I suppose it's freshening things up, and as you say, it gives everyone a little bit of something to play for when we enter this stage of the season.
Yeah, it does, because you had teams, you know, that normally would have known, well, we're not getting in the top eight, we've nothing to play for. They were trying desperately to get us high up the table, to secure home advantage in the playoffs, you know, in the middle eights, etc. So it really has, it's up the intensity. It's certainly the excitement level at the game's been a lot higher than I've known in recent years.
Yeah, and we've got that £1 million game as well, they're calling it. Almost the equivalent of the Football League playoffs as well, which is always exciting.
Yeah, it is, you know, and what it does is it guarantees at least one of the championship teams either a shot at that £1 million game or the chance to go up automatically. So it's good, you know, and what it does mean is that at least one of the Super League clubs are going to be 80 minutes away from getting relegated. So it'll be fantastic. I think at the minute there's more interest in that middle eight than there is in the top eight at the moment, but I'm sure that'll change come the end of the season.
Yeah, it's probably fair to say. Competitive stuff then from top to bottom. We'll start our preview then with the live Thursday night game. This one sees Castleford Tigers taking on Warrington Wolves. This is in the Super 8s, and at the moment these pair are placed just behind each other in the table. It's 8 to 11 about Cass, 18 to 1 the draw. Warrington are 11 to 10 for this one. The handicap set at 2. Cass minus 2 is 10 to 11. The handicap tie, 16 to 1. And Warrington plus those 2 points is 10 to 11. Without being over dramatic, Mark, is it a little bit of do or die for these two sides if they still harbour hopes of a top four spot?
Maybe not for the Castleford Tigers, but yeah, certainly for Warrington. But we're here 3 weeks ago, weren't we? We thought if Castleford had beaten Warrington in the regular season, it was the last game of the regular season, they probably would have knocked Warrington out of the race. Warrington went and put 40 points on Castleford and give them a real spanking on home territory. And that's something that Darryl Powell certainly hasn't forgot, the Castleford coach. And he said immediately after the game last week with Hull, he said, I hope the players are ready for Warrington, because I certainly am. We owe them one. And, you know, Warrington on the back of that win, you think, great, they're going into the Cup semi-final, they're going to kick on from here. They go lose to Hull KR and then get destroyed at Leeds last week. There's a lot of rumours of unrest, you know, at Warrington. And I know the job that they did on Cass a few weeks ago, I couldn't be touching them with two starts tomorrow night. I think the wheels are about to come off for the Warrington Wolves, and I think their season might come crushing to a halt on Thursday night. I think I'd have to play Castleford. I watched them live against Hull last week. They weren't impressive, but they did enough to win the game. And the feeling with Castleford, and I've backed them at 33-1 to win the grand final, so I'm desperate that they get in the top four. I actually think that might be their hardest task, getting in the four, but I've got to play Castleford. I've got to play them quite strongly, Sam. I think just giving the two, I think eyes have been taken away by that 40-point thrashing the other week. But we see it a lot in rugby. Teams meet, you know, in back-to-back weeks or within a couple of weeks, and quite often the results turned over. So I'm going to play Castleford quite strongly this week.
OK, yeah, you can take Castleford on the outright at 8-11 or the minus 2 points at 10-11. We've got all the winning margins as well, alternative handicaps too. So you're going to play Cass here, Mark. What's the best way into the match?
I'm going to play him in minus two at 10 to 11. I'd normally take the scratch, but I think 2 points. I think if Castlewood, I think the thing is with Castlewood, I think if they're going to win, they're going to win well. So I'm actually going to go. I think they do a good performance, Castleford, as well. I said the one with a little bit in hand last week. I am going to say that Castleford turn it on against Warrington. There'll be a feeling at Warrington as well. If they go behind, the season's over, and you wonder if it might be a bit like a balloon that's just been popped and all the air's come gushing out of it. So I'm going to play Castleford 13 or more. I'm confident on Cass this week.
Okay, Castleford then 13 or more points on the dozen. Winning margins market is 11-4. So a nice price there. Just how disappointed have you been with Warrington over the course of the season, Mark? It's not been the year they would have hoped for.
No, and there's rumours that Tony Smith might be moving on. Those rumours getting ever louder. I think it's been a disappointing season. I think Tony Smith has done well at Warrington in terms of he's won the cup final a few times, and they did get to the Super League grand final, but they lost to Leeds, and ever since then they've not really had any Super League success. They lost Liberty a couple of seasons ago, mate, and ever since then they're a team for me that's been in decline a little bit. On their day they're fantastic. When they're not on the day, they're just an ordinary Super League team. So I think for the money that they're spending, I think they're probably the big underachiever this year.
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair to say. Any other markets in this one then, just before we move on? We've got all the tri-scorer markets, of course.
Yeah, tri-scorer wise, I mean, Justin Carney had an absolute wow of a game last week. Michael Shenton grabbed the headlines with 4 tries for the Tigers. You know, you might want to look at him as a potential player as well. But one player I'm keen to keep on my side, and I backed him for man of the match. I forgot the man of the match markets up yet, but Grant Millington is such a big player for Castleford. Now, backed him about a couple of months ago, he was 50-1, and all the press guys in the press box would have given him the man of the match. The Sky boys didn't give it to him, but he's a big, big player. So I'd look at Millington any time, and I'd look at him as a potential man of the match player, because if he plays well for Castleford, Castleford will play well, and it's as simple as that.
Okay, a massive 33-1 then for Grant Millington to be the man of the match. And first try score is even bigger than that, 40-1 first or last, 6-1 any time, and 66-1 for two or more. So a Castleford win in that game for Mark. We'll move on then to arguably the feature game, really, of the next 3 days, certainly of the televised games. On Friday night at 8 o'clock, Leeds will take on Wigan Warriors. Two of the best teams in the Super League, of course. Wigan third, and Leeds top of that table. But Wigan have had the upper hand in their recent meetings. They've won 4 of the last 5, Mark.
Yeah, they have. They've got a really good record against Leeds. And there's a feeling that they know how to get under Leeds' skin. However, Warrington had twice before last weekend in the Super League. They didn't beat them a third time. There's not many teams can beat Leeds 3 times in 1 year. And I don't think Wigan this weekend. The only slight reservation I've got about Leeds is the fact that they've been playing big games now for about a month. You know, they've had to play the likes of St Helens in the Cup, Warrington last weekend. You wonder mentally, will that start to have a bit of a toll on them? They lost Paul Ayton last week due to injuries, broken his arm, could be out for the rest of the season. That'll be a big blow for the Leeds Rhinos as well. But they are playing some fantastic rugby. They blew Warrington away last week. And in Zach Hardacre, they've got the form player in the competition, if not one of the form players in the world. So I would have to go with Leeds. I just can't see Wigan beating them for the third time this season.
OK, just running through the prices for this one as we have them. It's 4-9 Leeds, 18-1 the draw, 7-4 for Wigan. Handicap set at 6, Leeds minus 6, 10-11, 16-1 the handicap tie, and plus 6 points for Wigan at 10-11. Fancy Leeds here then, Mark. Can they cover that handicap?
Yeah, I think they do. I think if they win, I think they do. Yeah, I think they do. The only worry I have is when are they going to run out of petrol? They will have a down week soon, and bearing in mind they've got Wembley in it at the end of the month as well. But I think this is a big game, and they are the big game team, aren't they, Leeds Rhinos? When the big game comes, they generally win it, and they'll know if they can knock Wigan off. They're probably going to come in that top two, pretty much guaranteed, which means they'll be at home in the semi-finals in the playoffs. So it's Leeds for me. I think they will cover the 6. I think if they can keep the bird quiet on the wing, I think they'll have too much for Wigan.
OK, we've also got the match pressing of both teams to score 20 or more points priced up. It's 9-2 for Leeds, 8-1 on the side of Wigan. When you get two big teams like this meeting, Mark, is that something you get involved in, or do you prefer unders on the points?
Yeah, you normally get in the big games, the more like playoff games, and they're quite tight on the points. You know what I mean? You look at last week, so well, Leeds scored 49, but they only let 10 in, didn't they? So defensively, they're very strong. However, the enhancement, I think this is probably one of the best markets that we do at Hills, that's both teams to get 20 points, because the enhancement is ridiculous. And if you think it's going to be an open game, then get on that. You know, Leeds at 9-2, both teams to score 20. The only reservation I'd have is if that's going to happen, it's more than likely going to be quite a tight game. But I wouldn't put anybody off backing that. And certainly just going back to the Cass game, have a look at it in that game, because remiss of me not to mention it, but they've had a lot of times, I think it was 6 out of 7 games they won on the trot, Cass, where both teams got over 20 points. Have a look at it in that game. I'd play it at the value at 92, but I think my strongest selection would be Leeds to cover the handicap, giving 6.
Okay, it's 10-11 then for Leeds, and minus those 6 points. Any other bets stood out to you in this match?
So any other bets, I'll be looking at Zach Hardacre. Any time to score. He's got a sensational try last week, and also man of the match, mate. He's an absolute flying machine at the minute. A lot of people thinking he's a shoo-in for England. I'd be playing Zach Hardacre, man of the match, and any time, because I think Leeds are going to win, and I think he's going to have a wow of a game.
Okay, fair enough. Zach Hardacre then very much the man of the moment for Leeds Rhinos, certainly in this Super 8 period. We'll move on then to the final of the televised games this weekend. This one comes up on Saturday night. It is Wakefield Trinity taking on the Bradford Bulls. This is the Super 8 qualifiers, of course. These two vying for a place in the Super League next year. Wakefield are 4-9. It's 18-1 the draw. Bradford are 7-4. The handicap here is 6 again. Wakefield minus 6, 10-11. The handicap tie, 16-1. And Bradford plus those 6 points is 10-11. Not been a vintage season for Wakefield by any stretch of the imagination, Mark. Would you still make them favourites here?
No, I wouldn't. I was talking to Richard Shaw right about this yesterday. No way on this earth would I be. Certainly not to the extent that they are favourites. I know Wakefield are the Super League team, but what did they win? 3 games all season?
Yeah, that's
right. I think Wakefield have forgotten how to win, Sam. I would not be trusting them with my hard-earned cash. They were 16-0 down in double quick time at Salford last week, got in front and still lost the game. They're a team that you can't trust, and I think Bradford, whilst in terms of the way they play, might not be the best team in the Championship. I think that's Lee who are the best team in the Championship. I think Bradford have got a big game experience. You look at their team they put out last week against Sheffield, and there were they were pretty much all Super League players. I think Bradford are going to play here at 7-4. I think it's too big. I think they're a team. They got a confidence boosting win over Sheffield last week. I have to play the Bradford Bulls. Now, I've got to put a caveat here. I am a Bradford fan, but I'm not betting through my heart. Only ever bet through your wallet. And Bradford at 7-4 are just quite frankly too big. If you want to take the 6, take the 6. But I just, Wakefield don't know how to win. You know, of those 3 games they won 2 of them 21 games ago. They have won 1 in 21 in the league. I couldn't be having them given. Not at 4-9. If you're backing them, you're braver than me. I'll take Bradford, thanks, at 7-4.
Okay, fair enough. And, of course, it's not as if Bradford aren't used to the big occasion, the big Super League. They were there last year.
Yeah, they're a big team, mate, you know, and they've got aspirations to get back into Super League. And I think you saw that in the performance last week. Yeah, they were playing Sheffield, a team fully expected to beat, mate. I make no bones about that. I'd be surprised if Sheffield win a game in that middle eight this year, unless they beat Halifax. But Bradford did it with a certain amount of style. They had Lee Gaskell back, their main man. Yeah, he got a hat-trick, didn't play particularly well for me. If Gaskell plays well, Bradford will win. It's as simple as that. And I think Bradford Bulls, while they're coming up against, you know, Brian Smith's Wakefield, who it's believed they're improving week on week, until they start winning, as a betting proposition, you can't have them on your side.
Yeah, it's fair enough. How do you extract the value from this game elsewhere then, Mark?
You know what? I think I'm going to go for this now. I think if Bradford win, I think they win big. So I'm going to go 13 or more again. I've just got a feeling there's a big emotional challenge in this game. If Wakefield had won last week, this was not a free game for them, but there wouldn't be half as much pressure on them. But they lost at Salford. They could be sat bottom of the pile after 2 games. That'd be horrendous for Wakefield's season. And for me, I just think if they go behind, they'll struggle to pull it back. So I'm going to say Bradford by 13 or more.
Okay, it's a very nice price as well. 7-1 for Bradford to win by 13 or more points. That's on the dozen winning margins market. We're not priced up with try scorers as a man of the match for this game at the moment, Mark, but I'm sure we will be in due course. Who would you look at there?
You've got to be looking at Gaskell for Bradford. He'll be short, but rightfully short as well. He scores plenty of tries. And have a look at Danny Williams as well, the Bradford winger. He got a couple last weekend. Didn't really do much, but scored two tries. From a Wakefield perspective, Jacob Miller's been scoring points aplenty recently, so you might want to have a look at him. And why not try Matty Ryan, released by Wakefield about 3 weeks ago, signed for the Bradford Bulls, made his debut last week. He's well up for this one. So maybe Matty Ryan anytime. And the beauty about that, he'll be a big price as well, because he doesn't get too many, but he's a player with a point to prove.
OK, fair enough then. Mark's thoughts on the Wakefield and Bradford match then in the Super 8 qualifiers. We'll just have a quick run through the rest of the games then taking place in the Super League and the Super 8s and the Middle 8 this weekend. We'll start with Huddersfield v Catalan. It's 1-4 for Huddersfield, 20-1 the draw and 3-1 for Catalan. Is this as chewing as it suggests, Mark?
No, drew at Newcastle at the Magic weekend. Huddersfield won in Catalan a couple of weeks ago by 2 points. Great win that. Big win that for the Huddersfield Giants as well. But there won't be a lot in this one. I'd be tempted by Catalan on the handicap. Catalan beat St Helens last week. So, you know, they're firing. Huddersfield, there's a bit of pressure on them. You mentioned it earlier on. There's a pressure on Castleford and Warrington to catch them. Well, if Castleford have won on Thursday, all the pressure goes on to Huddersfield on Friday. And in big games, generally, they come up short, the Huddersfield Giants. I'll be taking the Dragons on the handicap in that one.
OK, fair enough. It's a big handicap as well. Plus 10 for Catalan Dragons. You can get 10-11 there. Minus the 10 points is 10-11 for Huddersfield, of course. We'll move on then to one of the other games. We've got St Helens taking on Hull. 1-6 for Saints, 25-1 the draw, and 4-1 for Hull FC. Do you expect Saints to win this? The handicap set at 14, minus 14 for Saints?
No, I'm not saying they don't win the game, but I think 14's too many at this stage of the season. I'm not so sure that St Helens aren't playing busted at the minute. I've thought that for about 6 or 7 weeks. I think they're struggling a little bit. And Hull, their season's over. I watched them lose at Castle for last week. Lee Radford said they've got to win all six games to get in at that top four. I don't think they will win all six games, but they won with a depleted side at Easter at St Helens. I'm not saying they win the game, but I think 14 might be a little bit too many, because there's absolutely zero pressure on Hull, whereas St Helens have seen, you know, they were top of the table for a long time. They might not even come in the top two. So I think, I'll say the wheels are coming off. That'd be disrespectful at St Helens, but whether they'll cover 14 or not, I won't be in a rush to back them.
OK, fair enough. Yeah, they have looked a little bit jaded of recent weeks, Saints. The only other match then that's fully priced up before we close the podcast is the Super 8 qualifiers game between Salford and Lee. It's 2-5 for Salford, 18-1 the draw, 2-1 for Lee. The handicap here is 6. Minus 6, Salford is 5-6, and plus 6 for Lee is even money. They've absolutely run away with the championship this year, Mark. They've got to be going into this one with confidence.
Well, they beat Salford in the Cup, didn't they, early in the season? You know, they knocked them out, did Lee. So they know they can beat them. But I almost feel that might be their Achilles heel. You know, they should have won against Hull KR last week, Sam. They were, what was it, 24-6 up at half-time.
Yeah.
And they lost the game. And I think psychologically, that's a big, big blow for Lee. They've not had to come. I think they lost once all year. They've not had to overcome defeat many times. It's going to be interesting how they do that. And all of a sudden, the pressure will be on them. That said, at 2-1, you know, I must admit, I thought it'd be a bit tighter. Certainly, if you were betting with me, you wouldn't have been getting 2-1 on Lee. Salford scraped past Wakefield, and I think they scraped past them because Wakefield haven't got the ability to close games out. So, for me, Lee are too big at 2-1. What I want, I won't have a big bet on them, but I think they might bounce. I think they might bounce back this week. I certainly think they'll keep it close. I think the 6 points start might well be the way to go, but I'm also a little bit of a value hawk, and I think 2-1 is a big price.
Okay, yeah, 2-1 could be the value then on Lee in that match. So absolutely plenty to enjoy then for rugby league fans over the course of this weekend. If I could tie you down to just one best bet of the weekend, Mark, where would you be going?
I'm going to stick my neck out. I'm going to play Bradford. I think Bradford are too big at Wakefield. 7-4, I'm playing it. Hopefully, the Bulls fans will be celebrating on Saturday night.
OK, fair enough. Mark's standout pick of the weekend, then Bradford to beat the Wakefield Trinity. You can hear all of the Rugby League action when we're on air on William Hill's In Play Radio, so do join us for that in-play betting throughout the course of the weekend on all of those matches. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Mark, and best of luck across the weekend.
Yeah, you too, and the listeners as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.